Thank you, Bobby, and we appreciate the sports report, as always, on AM 910 WJCW. Carl and Alec with you. It's Tuesday, and it's time to say good morning to Susie Cloyd, who comes to us from Asbury Place in Kingsport, which sponsors this portion of the program. The program itself is called Ask Asbury, where Susie and many of the other folks from Asbury Place will answer questions that you may have. We'll talk about things that may be of relevance to you. Good morning, Susie. How are you?
Good morning.
Good.
How are
glad
you?
Doing just fine. Thanks. Glad to hear you. A lovely morning this morning. Mm-hmm. I know you greeted the sun, right?
I did. I just find it very ironic that a run in December is warmer than a run in April. What's up with that? Don't get it.
I don't have an answer for you, but I certainly observe what you're talking about. What you got for us this morning, Susie?
Well, I wanted to talk to you about our program today at Asbury Place at Stedman Hill. We have Dr. New with Holston Medical Group. We're partnering with her. She's coming in to do a healthy aging education program, and she's going to focus on polypharmacy. So I really wanted to make sure the listeners knew we have a couple spots left if somebody wanted to join us this afternoon. Of course, that's at Asbury Place at Stedman Hill, 1300 Bloomingdale Pike, and we do still have a couple open, you know, seats for that. Mm-hmm. If anybody would like to join us, it's a beautiful day to get out. It's a great program to come and learn about. I can tell you, probably 95% of the families, loved ones, and relatives who come in start to learn about aging illness, want to find out about assisted living and memory care. One of the first things that ends up being a trigger or a trend that they have mm-hmm. noticed is medications, either overtaken, undertaken, just not being taken correctly. And then, you know, a lot of times when they do come into a clinical environment where assisted living, you know, has the 24/7 clinical observation and care model, a lot of times there's a chance you can either refine that medication profile, you can reduce it, you know, you can change it, you can get it more in tune with what the needs are of the resident and the patient. And that's where assisted living, you know, can be the solution and the answer for some of those, you know, hard to manage at home situations where, in assisted living, in a clinical care environment, we're able to do that. And I'm just very appreciative of Dr. New and Holston Medical Group being able to come in, focus on this, talk about it, and just help educate families, residents, and, of course, our guests that come in today.
Sure, no doubt about that, too. What time is it again this afternoon?
It starts at 2. And
okay.
Yeah, and it's a very regimented program. Dr. New knows exactly, you know, what she wants to present, what she wants to focus on, mm-hmm. and then she is also going to have a question and answer session where the attendants and the guests can ask, you know, those questions that they've probably been thinking about, wondering about, and getting answers to those as well. I also wanted to let you know we have a guest in the studio this morning, Tracy Wilson, who is with Alzheimer's Tennessee.
Yeah.
And
welcome back, Tracy.
Yeah, isn't that nice? And she's actually, Alzheimer's Tennessee is actually one of the sponsors of today's program. She'll mm-hmm. be on site. She'll have information to hand out. She'll have, you know, a lot of good updates and just a lot of information to share with guests just about aging illness, the organization Alzheimer's Tennessee, and just really how you can leave with a lot of good information to help you make well-informed decisions.
Yeah, definitely. Good morning, Tracy. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me back.
Sure. Glad to hear your voice again. I'm sorry I'm not in the studio to say howdy to you. But let's talk a little bit about aging illness. In many cases, I think aging individuals, suddenly find out in a shock that they're not quite as sharp as they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They may forget things more often. This, that, and the other. Just little things that make them think, things not quite the same. This is kind of a sneaky sort of problem to have, isn't it? We look at dementia and Alzheimer's, and it kind of sneaks up on people.
It really does, because, you know, by the end of today, I'm sure if we spoke again, you could tell me that you had forgotten, you know, at least three or four things, you know, that someone had to bring back to your attention. So their very first warning signs sometimes are that someone is forgetting where they placed their keys or what they went to the store for.
Oh, Lord.
That happens to all, right? Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm in trouble, man.
Absolutely terrifying. So, you know, that happens to all of us. And then, you know, when we hear about things, I work with a lot of families every day, and I know Susie does as well. And when you speak to people who are beginning to have that issue, they think of the worst case scenario. So they think of, you know, well, we won't get into it, but they literally think of the worst story they've heard or, you know, the worst experience that a friend's family had. And so I think many times that does restrict people from reaching out and seeking that support. So as Susie mentioned, you know, today coming to listen to Dr. New is absolutely amazing. Totally unbiased opinion. And that may be the first interaction they've had with anybody in the aging community. So you need to be prepared to hit them with all of the things and to take away a little bit of that fear and that stigma, because it isn't always the worst case scenario.
Right. And I'm still finding too, just to add to what Tracy's saying, is that extreme ends up being assisted living, ends up being a memory care community. A lot of times family thinks, well, I couldn't do that. You know, I can't take my loved one to assisted living. You know, this is where they belong. This is all they know. So that can be an extreme when a lot of times that extreme ends up being the solution that was tailored just for their loved one.
The perfect option.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yes. Tracy, continuing, and that's a good point to make there, Susie. Thank you. Absolutely. Tracy, continuing on this, we're talking about a gradual, sneaky, if you would, loss of some faculties, but yet on the other hand, we hear time and again testimony to the effect that, you know, well, these are kind of part of a normal aging process and don't be worried about it. Making the distinction between those two camps can sometimes be kind of difficult, can't it?
It really can, and even from the medical community, again, working with a lot of families that finally muster up the courage, so to speak, to go in there and speak to someone about it, and they're kind of told sometimes that, you know, a pat on the arm and you're 80, you know, what do you expect kind of thing. So the best way to put it in a nutshell is memory loss, forgetfulness, whatever, you know, you want to call it, that affects your ability to function in daily life. If it flows over from one day to the next, then we know it might be something that requires talking to a medical professional.
Yeah, geriatrics, of course, always been a part of the medical community's profile and definition. But the geriatrics aspect of aging has gotten a lot broader. There's been more research done. There's been more statistics that come about as a result. Do we see, Tracy, from your perspective, and of course you are with it hammer and tongs day and night, do we see any progress toward any kind of, I know the research is ongoing, toward any kind of resolution or even a definition at this point?
So that's kind of a hot-button topic right now, as with many things. But there are some medications, one in particular, that is the first, what they're calling disease-modifying agent. So it can truly slow the progression, and not only slow the progression, but change the outward appearance that we see, both in ourselves and in our loved ones. So there is some progress. The problem is expense. So right now that medication isn't used widely because it is the first medication that Medicare actually put some restrictions on, hence the hot button topic. But so yes, but not fast enough, unfortunately.
Oh no, it's never fast enough. I understand that too. That is good news to hear. And of course, we read about the expense of the various the expenses of this particular medication. The to be able to use that though, even if in a limited capacity at this point, certainly to me seems like that is a positive thing. Now, I know there's ongoing research going. Will it continue down the line the chemical line, the pharmaceutical line of what's already been determined? Or are there other totally different products that are also being under research and tested right now?
Mm-hmm. There are actually, it's a really rich research pipeline for dementia-related or cognitive-related challenges. I think there's about 286 medications that show promise, so most definitely.
Yeah, it's good to have a pharmacist on your side when the chips are down, too.
Yes.
So, if you will, Tracy Kendall Wilson, tell us how folks can get in touch with Alzheimer Tennessee.
So, really simple. We carry our mobile phone with us all of the time. Of course, not in the studio. but that number to our 24-hour helpline is 423-330-4532. Or our website is alztennessee.org.
Great. Tracy, thanks for joining us again. Good to talk to you, and look forward to having another conversation in the not-too-distant future, okay?
Hopefully.
There we go. Thanks so much. Susie, if you will, wrap up for us. How can folks get in touch?
Well, they can call me, Susie Cloyd, Director of Sales, Asbury Place, Kingsport, and you can reach me direct, 423-830-8502, and then just encourage you to like us on Facebook and follow us, and also visit our website, asburyplacekingsport.org.
Very good. Thanks, Susie Cloyd, and also to Tracy Wilson. We'll talk to you, Susie, next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.